Welcome to our podcast,
Band BFFs,
the podcast where we make your music selection less complicated.
On today's episode, we are going to be doing a cool little deviation from what we normally do, and we are now going to be reviewing a couple of what we consider to be great beginner band spring concert pieces, or possibly like a sub non-varsity or non-varsity, things that you can do in the spring. I've had a couple of band directors reach out recently and ask for some ideas, and so we're going to give you a couple of ideas on this episode today that you could use either for spring concert music or even fall concert music for next year that are just really good kid pieces that they really enjoy. So today we're going to be discussing Tambora by William Owens and Alpha Squadron by Greg Hillis. Cheers to starting the conversation.
Okay, Tambora. This is a favorite of mine to do with beginners at the spring concert. It's in the key of concert B flat. It's about a minute and a half long, so that's perfect. It does not have split clarinet or trumpet parts. It has a ton of percussion, and all the percussion is really important to add to the musical effect. So toms, snare, bass, bells, tambourine, wind chimes, vibra slap, crash cymbal, sleigh bells. I mean, it's got a ton of stuff. So you need several percussionists, which is why I think it's appropriate for a beginning band where right. You usually have a little more. It starts in a slower tempo. It's marked ponderous, and then it has a tempo change, and then it will stay at the fast tempo once we kind of get going.
So this piece starts off, like Laura said, slow and ponderous, but it does have accents marked at the very beginning, like a strong entrance, forceful entrance. One, two, and three, lows, lows, one. Then it's not accented. So then you teach students the difference between an accented note and a non-accented note. So they're going to play with a little bit more lyrical style type tonguing for the rest of the slow part. The typical melody, people have the melody like flute, oboe, clarinet, trumpet.
But the low voices, their response is really important. It requires super firm articulation, and they're moving.
Yep. Not lots of little like note. Little mini scales. Mm-hmm. One, two, and three, four. One, two, three, four. So lots of little mini scales. And then that's it. It's like a four measure slow.
And then we will add, if the band can take it, we'll add a little a ritardando in that measure for one, two, and three, four, boom. And then fast tempo when you get to measure five. This is fierce. And it is a percussion break. This is something, it's a two measure percussion break. The winds come in at measure seven. You will have to practice that tempo transition ad nauseum until the percussion feel really, really comfortable with what that new tempo is going to be. One and three and one, two and three and four. It's really fast.
Yep.
And it's active. Lots of percussion parts going on.
Yep.
And then at measure seven, we come in with the full melody, and it's clarinet and trumpet with the melody.
The percussion also still have pretty active parts, but they now need to layer down.
Yes.
So that they're not just like covering up the band. Then the band comes in, and like Willie Owens did a great job of marking in that the lows are mezzo forte and the melody is forte. Mm-hmm. So that's good. It's already kind of done for you. Clarinet and trumpet have the melody. And again, the range is very doable, you know, less than an octave range. So that's pretty nice for a beginner band where they're not having to go up super duper high.
Low voices are still moving around, so it's fast, you know, but they're not like staying on one note.
Right.
Rest, two, and three, four. Yep. So they're having to move their fingers, move their tongue. I like that it's fun and a little more meat for the low voices too.
That's true. Then the flutes come in with the pickup, and they add in on the melody with clarinet and trumpet along with oboe. And we now get to have these little accents together as a full band at 13. One, two, and three, four, and one, two, three, four, and lows have accents. So it's fun because like the kids get to do different articulations, which, you know, when you're at the beginning of the year, you're really just like, oh gosh, let's just play the right notes and rhythms.
Yeah.
And
full body of sound. Yeah, don't change anything.
Yeah. Don't change anything. Now you get to teach them about all this cool stuff that they're going to get to see in seventh and eighth grade. Then at 15, we go to the lows having the melody, And the uppers have it marked at mezzo forte, but they may want to play even softer than
well,
that.
Well, and I love this. At 15, the flute and the oboe have like a counter melody.
Yep.
Along with the bells. And it's really cool. It's the lows moment, and they need to play the melody. That needs to be the lead voice. But after that, I love the flute, oboe, and bell part being the next one layered in the
For
texture.
Sure.
It's a really cool counter melody.
Yeah, and they are not marked mezzo forte, but everybody else in the band is marked mezzo forte. Yep.
And then you have this third part going on in mid voices like clarinet, horn, and alto, tenor sax, and they are equally, like it's still a really important part. Rest, 2, 4, 1, and 3, and. So their part is still really important too. But that's, I think it's just written so well. It's written layered really, really well, but you'll have to spend time balancing it and making sure that the kids understand their
priorities.
And that
the lows get to be the important part.
That's
here,
right.
Yeah. Then the whole band at 21 comes down to piano dynamics. We have this cool little bell part where it's like an octave, bing, dong, ding, dong. And the triangles play on 2 and 4 along with the low brass. And then the flute, clarinet, sax get to do this 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1. So it's like it's kind of thinned out and got real quiet. Then we add in the horns on the same thing with tenor sax. And then we crescendo up into 24.
And this is a part you will have to spend time on every single time I play this piece. We have to work on, some of the people go 1 and 2, 3 and 4. And some of the people respond 1, 2, and 3. And their tendency is going to be to clip the eighth note. Da, di, da, di, da, di, or di, da, di. Don't let that happen. Make them, like we talk about, it's whole note air, even though your tongue is interjecting every once in a while.
Yep. Building up to 24, the full band has 1, 2, 3, and then percussion gets a moment. And then this part's so fun at 25. They get to do some foot stomps and some hand clapping. So the kids love it. You could do whatever you want. If you were playing this on a spring concert, you could literally have like the back row stand up and clap, you know, only, or like the front row, you know, you could do so many things with this.
But you do have to practice this because their foot stomps, like hand claps are not really tough to be in
time. They're going to be so slow.
Foot stomps,
I know.
Oh my gosh. The kids think they need to lift their leg, you know, like
they're just so excited. Poor babies.
But you have to work on this, but all this foot stomp and hand clap stuff is adding to what the percussion are doing. The percussion are playing throughout this.
Yep. And it's fun, and like take time to make it be fun for the kids because they think it's neat. And it's just a percussion break with band
body progression. I love it. At 29, it is soft. The bells are playing, like it drops to just percussion. Bells are going ding dong, ding dong. We add wind chimes and sleigh bells here, and then it's getting us ready for the wind players to come back in. So the percussion are starting and then layering down and decrescendoing. And then when we get to measure 31, the winds come back in, but it's soft. The clarinets are playing the same thing that the bells had. Dia, 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 dia. This part right here, you have some dotted half note, you have some quarter note, you have some whole note. Even though it's soft, it's real important to make sure that the students are tonguing firmly so that there's real clear rhythmic articulation. Exactly.
Yep. And then they're slurring more here too, so it's a little bit more lyrical. And then we're building up into 34 where they have accents again. 1, 2, and 3. So we're always building up. Then there's a cool rim shot, and all the percussion play on beat 4 where nobody else plays. So it's like a fun moment again. Then we kind of start
go back to the melody with the flute counter melody
before. And that continues to 41. 41, we now all have accents. The lows get to do this cool little 1, 2, and 3, 1, 2, and 3, 4. And then the uppers are the response to them. And then the last little melodic parts in the uppers. And then 1 foot stomp, and then tell everybody what you do because this is adorable.
I love this, and the kids love it. You would be shocked at how excited they get about this. So the piece ends with 1 foot stomp, 2 foot stomps on beat 2 and 3. We mark in our part stomp stand. So they will stomp on beat 2, stomp on beat 3, but they kind of use that stomp to push their body up, and then they stand. So we always do this as a concert closer, and it's super effective. And the kids get so intense about making their face serious and stoic. So they're like, boom, stomp, stand. And they're frozen, and they're just like intense. It looks like a little mini marching band.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's precious. They love it. They get so excited about it.
Yeah, and I'm sure the parents think that's really
they
fun
do.
Too,
they love
course.
That too. Yeah. This is a piece that I like with both pieces that we're talking about in this episode. You know, Katie and I've talked about this before, but one of the things I love to do is to program music on my sixth grade concert that we will play for pep music in seventh and eighth grade. So you're not having to reteach that to those kids. So this is a piece that, even though it's got a lot of percussion, my percussion directors are awesome. They have written out marching percussion parts for it. So you can teach this at a spring concert for your beginners. And then of course your eighth graders will sight read it super easily the next year. Play it as a pep band piece. We do this for both of the pieces that we are talking about today in this episode.
Oh, that's so smart. Yeah. I do that too for crunch time, but that's already written out. So.
Yeah.
And it comes with a musical jump start.
Of
so
course,
that's
which
fun.
We love how Willie Owens does that. But love, 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 love Tambora. It's lots of fun. Very programmatic. Okay, the next piece we're going to talk about is Alpha Squadron. This one is in the key of E flat. It's 2 minutes long. It's 4/4. And this is one of my absolute favorite beginner pieces to do. It's simple, but it sounds harder than it is. And again, it's very transferable to the pep band scene. Uh-huh. So I love that.
And this piece does have split parts. It has split clarinet, split alto, split trumpet.
But they only
but they're
split
not
for, yeah,
right. It's like
bit.
One Divisi note here and there. But it's still it's fun because then they feel like it's a big person song. So at the beginning it's marked 1/44, so it's very quick and it's a hit by the whole band. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And the percussion is active, especially snare. You don't need a lot of percussionists for this piece. You can get by with really 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So that's something that is good if you're looking at doing this maybe with like one where you don't have as many percussionists in your band.
I love the articulation that he has marked in here. So this...
long, short.
Exactly. Uh-huh. 4/1, it's written tenuto marcato, which is what they would do anyway. So it's nice that that's written in. And you go, hey, you played it exactly the way it's marked. That's correct.
Good job,
we don't have
you.
To reteach that.
Yeah. At measure 4, the whole band has another hit on beat 3. And then at 5, the trumpets get to have the melody first. Everybody continues on the hits, but they're going to layer down so we can hear the trumpets. They do need to kick out. It's a D. D, 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 F, E, G. Yeah. And so everybody else still has those same hits in the background, even percussion. So it's like a little trumpet feature. Here and then the flutes and get to add in with them, and the trumpets split when the flutes add in at measure 11, and then they finish all together, the whole band, 1, 2 at measure 12.
This melody right here, everyone in the band gets the melody at some point. Mm-hmm. So it's great. Like we talk a lot about melody studies or melody sheets. This is a great one that you can utilize that on mm-hmm. because everyone in the band has that melody at some point.
Right.
At measure 13, now the trumpets continue, and the low and mid voices continue with the hits.
Mm-hmm.
But we add in a counter melody in flute, oboe, and alto that is really, really cool. Again, for our purposes today, we're talking about beginners, but this can be used for any young band. I love that it's a perfect opportunity for these beginners to see, hey, vibrato is really, really important right here in the flute, alto, and oboe for all of the instruments. So I like the trumpets to come down. We let the flobo and alto be the more important thing. Clarinets add in with the trumpets here, by the way. This is a really, really great point to show layering. Hey, this is a new idea. Now there is a rhythm. Every time we play this, we have issues here. Most of the time, they're playing 1 and 2, 3, 4, 1 and 2, 3, 4, and then in measure 18, it flips. 1, 2, and 3, 4. And that's the only place where the eighth note is on beat 2. And uh-huh. it will eat their lunch every time. So
sweet little babies.
Yes.
And you're
so
like, you have not to, that bad, but
exactly.
you got to think about it. Yeah. And I like that always at the end of each phrase, you get those little housetop accents. 1, 2, the whole band together. Then at 21, we get softer. The altos have the melody with the clarinets only and bells playing underneath. So it's very thinned out for 4 measures. This is a great moment to teach beginners about phrase
Amen.
Shaping. Yeah, because this is not hard, but it's a good way to say, hey, you know what? We cannot breathe between measures 22 and 23. But that's a two-measure phrase. We don't want to do that. And in fact, we're not even going to breathe between 24 and 25.
Yep.
Instead, we're going to find those sneaky places to take a breath. You're going to breathe and measure 22 between these, the quarter note and the half note. And you're going to breathe between the half note and the two quarter notes in 23. So we kind of do a little bit of like pre-teaching how to do phrasing.
How to stagger breathe.
Yeah, and in beginner band, you know. And you may not do it with everybody, but you can at least do it with the melodic instruments that like are gonna have to do that the most, like flute, clarinet, alto, whatever. So that's just a little side note.
This is also, this section right here, and this comes back later in the piece with this alto clarinet feature. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that your clarinets are using resonant fingerings.
Oh, for sure.
They're sitting right here in this throat tone area. Yeah, so they need to be using resonant fingerings in order to make the blend with the saxophones really nice.
Then the band comes in four measures later, also at a piano dynamic, and we have like the typical melodic instruments kind of building it up on a little mini scale. The low people come in on 3-4, but we're all crescendoing up. Then the whole band has 1-2-3. Then we've got more lyrical style and we're crescendoing up even more to 29. So we're just kind of building and building and building the excitement. Snares end up adding, snare adds in leading into 29 again. And there's like, of course, a cool sax and horn, like 1-3.
Cool harmony, yes.
I love when
yes.
you get that, and the kids think that's fun too.
So at 29, the melody goes to the low voices, altos, and horns. So it's nice that it's the exact same melody we had before. So now the upper voices are doing the hits.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But same melody. So it's great. Like, practice this together. Then we add in the upper voices all on the melody. And this is where the split parts comes in for clarinet and
they're
alto.
They're just in thirds.
That's
so
it. This
like
is
a
the
big different the, rhythm or anything.
That's right.
It's
this
different
is
harmony.
It's just harmony. That's yeah. it. And this is the only place where those divisis take place.
We end up with those two accents again.
The way we
hits,
end every
one,
phrase.
Two.
Yep.
And then it's like the beginning again. We got more hits at 37. Now, percussion's a little active.
This part at 37, this is a, like we talk about, this is a brain moment. Because the whole band is playing the exact same thing. And the hits are not happening on the same beats
right.
always. So they have to make sure it is a counting game. We talk about like.
I bet you start that, right? Like you have them count it
that's
first.
That's exactly
like you don't
right.
even play.
Absolutely.
One. 2-3-1.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do that. And we talk about it being a game. Like, as the director, I'm going to do my best to help you, but you have to use your own brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't just depend. But this part can be tricky, and then you'll get
You'll
rest.
Always get the,
two,
the trombone.
4-1. Yep.
Yeah, that's always fun.
It's
you know?
Basically like the percussion get the melody 1, 2, and 3, 4.
Right.
And, you know, they
yep.
have like a really cool little part here. But this is the only section that requires like major, major focus.
Yep.
And then 45, we're back.
Yep, it's back to the clarinet and sax melody. Everybody's coming in softer and building up again to 53. 53 is the trumpet and the clarinet with the melody again with the cool little counter melody and sax and flute.
Just like
so
we had it
just
measure 13.
Like the beginning.
It's
yep.
exactly the same.
61, the trumpets and the flutes and the clarinets and saxes get the melody. We get a little harmony coming in.
We start to build.
Start
we're
to build.
Layering.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
layering and then we're getting louder and louder too. And then the piece ends with a chord.
With a Picardy third.
With
so
a Picardy third.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you have to work on that.
Yep. And then the whole piece ends with 2 and 3. So that's always fun.
Yes.
Know. Kids love it.
It's precious. It sound like my kids almost every year, their favorite one that we do at the spring concert. And like I said, I think it's great for a pep band piece too. So it's super easy. Sounds really cool. Very effective. Love Alpha Squadron. Sounds
excellent.
Like movie music.
Yes. Well, we hope you will consider programming Tambora or Alpha Squadron in the future. And thank you for joining us on this episode of
Band BFFs.